Hey there, friends. My name is Jeff Fritz, and I'm going to show you how you can get started with .NET and Docker. This is a great situation that you can use to get started to explore .NET without installing any additional applications on your system. Now, we have Docker images available that run on Linux so that you can execute and build those images whether you're on Windows, Linux, or on Mac. All right, let's get started. I'm here in Windows 10 at my command prompt, and I already have my Docker tools installed. You can take a look. I have the Docker image from Microsoft.NET and the latest version available for me here. Now, this image has information in it for the .NET SDK and the .NET command line interface. Now, that's really good because it's got all the tools for me to write an application. You may choose to use a different version of this container that has just the runtime installed, so it has a much smaller footprint, and you can insert your application into that you may be building outside of Docker. But to just get started to build something without installing any other tools, just Docker, I can use this image right here. So let's start the container. I'll execute a Docker run -it, and then I'll specify the name of this container, Microsoft.NET. Latest. Now that -it is important because I want to run in an interactive terminal. And there I am inside of a Linux prompt now on the Windows prompt. So I've got a nested experience. Let me go to my home folder and I will make a dev folder to work in. I'll go inside of there. And now I can use the .NET tools by just typing .NET. So let's build a new application. So I'll execute .NET new, console. I want to build a console application. I'll specify a -o switch. That allows me to specify the output folder to write my new application into. And I'll specify my new app. Now it's generating that application, and then it's going to restore all the packages that I need into that application so I can get started developing and executing that content. And it's done. Let's go check it out. Program CS is where the C# for my application is written and I can work with. We can take a quick look at that, and you can see it's just a right line of hello world. So let's run it. Let's run our application. I'll type .NET run. And this command, this will build my application and execute it all in one step for us. And there you go. Hello world. That was real easy to see and get started with. But I'd like to edit that. I want to be able to edit and make changes inside of my Docker container. Now, I don't have a Visual Studio installed here, but I can use something like Vi or Emacs. Now, I like Vi, so I'm going to apt-get update, and then apt-get install vim. There we go. Now Vi is installed. So let's edit that program CS. And I'll just come down here. And I'll change that to hello Docker. And I can run my application again. And now it says hello Docker. Real simple way to get started. But if you want to learn more, go ahead back to dot.net and click the documentation link up at the top. There's tutorials and links there to more information about getting started with .NET Core, C# and F#, so you can start building your favorite application that you want inside of a Docker container. I hope you enjoy getting started and using Docker as much as we enjoyed building the .NET Core framework and tools for Docker. Thanks a lot.